Jim Dewey with today's Ag Feature. Farmers are signing up to help their local schools educate the next generation of farmers, scientists, and engineers. Heather Wolf, Customer Advocacy Manager for the America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program, explains how.
We're taking nominations from farmers for their local public school districts. And once they do that, the school district can apply for a grant of either $10,000 or $25,000 to help with math and science education. And we're doing that now through April 1st.
And this program grew over just a couple of years from just a handful of counties to now quite a big portion of the country.
Yeah, that's true. We have about 1,331 counties that are eligible right now in 41 states across the U.S. So we're really excited every year. We give away approximately $2.3 million. And last year we had 175 school districts that won. So we're excited to get out there and fund these really creative and innovative programs that the school districts are coming up with.
So it's the farmer that applies and then he can make the donation to the school district? Is that how it works? Or talk me through who should apply to the Monsanto Fund? I guess we'll start there.
Sure. So the way it works is farmers have to nominate their local public school district. Once they do that, once the district gets their first nomination, we will contact them and let them know that they're eligible to apply. The school district then has to apply for the grant, and they do that by putting together a program and telling us how they will spend the money if they win it. And then they'll submit that application to us by April 15th. And then we have a panel of math and science teachers that review each of those applications that come in. They score them, and our highest scorers become our finalists. And then we actually have a panel of farmers, about 30 of them from across the U.S., who come in every year, and they review all the finalist applications, and they select the actual winners every single year. So,
yeah, I've met one of them, and I know they don't work on the schools in their own state, so there's no question that this is all fair. And this is really geared, though, towards STEM education, right? Science and math, especially.
That's correct. That's really the only stipulation we put on the grant, is that you do have to put it towards math and or science education, and it's K-12.
Yeah. And rural schools not only need the money, but it seems that they can make what to some might seem like a small amount, $10,000, they can make that go pretty far.
Absolutely. We see that every year, and we're always so excited and encouraged by what they can do with the $10,000 or the $25,000 grants. Everything from renovating a current greenhouse to building a brand new greenhouse, classroom sets of things like iPads or Chromebooks. Sometimes school districts just need very simple laboratory scientific equipment in their science classrooms, so we can do sets of microscopes or calculators for math classes, things like that.
That's Heather Wolf, Customer Advocacy Manager for the America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program, and that's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim Dewey.